Welcome everyone. My name is Divine. This is episode 230 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be continuing the series we started on Friday on temporary residents. And for anchor scriptures, again, I know we had a few texts. First one was 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. So I'm going to read that from the New Living Translation. It says, "Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world." The next text I'm going to be reading is going to be from Hebrews 11. From Hebrews 11, and I'll read from verses 8 to 10 first, and then 13 to 16. So 8 to 10 says, "It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God will give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going, and even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God." And then our last text will be that same Hebrews 11, but I'll read from 13 to 16. "All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who see such things are looking forward to a country they can call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So again, we're going to continue the series on temporary residents. And as many of you know, at least if you listen to the last podcast, episode 229, we talked about what it means to be a temporary resident. We talked about the fact that we are passing through this world. For a Christian, we're passing through this world. And then we also mentioned what are some things, how are you supposed to live as a temporary resident on this earth? We said, number one, don't copy the customs of the world. That's kind of where we stopped. We said a lot more about that. So again, consult that podcast for that. So here in episode 230, we're going to go to principle number two. Be exemplary. Be exemplary. Be a light. Be exemplary. Be a light. That's another thing a temporary resident does. Be exemplary. Be a light. Be exemplary. Be a light. I like to think of the story of Joseph in the land of Egypt. Joseph was a temporary resident in the land of Egypt, and he was exemplary. He did not copy the customs of the land of Egypt, but he was exemplary. In Potiphar's house, he was exemplary. That's why he was placed in a top position in Potiphar's house. In the prison, he was exemplary. That's why he was placed in a high position in the prison. If you look at in the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were temporary residents in the land of Babylon. They were exemplary. That's why they were put in high positions. Daniel was exemplary. That's why he was put in a high position. Nehemiah was exemplary. He was in captivity, but he was exemplary. So the king kind of respected him. So that's another characteristic you'll find with a temporary resident. A temporary resident does not go somewhere and just start misbehaving. Just think of yourself as an ambassador. You're like an ambassador of Christ to this world. You're an ambassador of Christ to this world. And as an ambassador of Christ, you should be exemplary. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." In fact, if you go back to that text we read in relation to 1 Peter 2:11-12, right, he says, be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. One thing you need to realize is that your life, some people, the Bible they're going to read is your lifestyle. That's the truth. That will be the thing that opens the pathway or the doorway for them to see Christ. Not necessarily in the Bible, but in your godly Christian character, right? So be exemplary, be a light, because you're not just on this earth for your own self, right? We're on this earth because you want to draw more people closer to Christ. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verses 19, you know, go ye and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How do you think you're going to make disciples of all nations if you're not living in a godly way? You have to be living in a godly way to make disciples of all nations. That's something you want to kind of keep at the back of your mind. So be exemplary, be a light. At your home, be a light. If you have unbelieving parents, unbelieving siblings, even an unbelieving spouse, be a light to them. If you are at your place of work, be a light. In your school, be a light. At your medical school, at your residency program, be a light. Show people who Christ is where you are, right? If you lift up Jesus, there's this wonderful song I like. It says, you know, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you share the name of Jesus everywhere, right? If you keep his name ringing everywhere you go, he will draw men unto himself. By your Christian character, by your godly character, if you keep God's name ringing everywhere you go, God will use that testimony to draw more people unto himself. Okay, so that's going to be principle number two. Again, principle number one was don't copy your customs. Principle number two was be exemplary, be a light. Now, what is principle number three? Right. In fact, maybe I want to say something about principle number two, because the second half of verse 12 of 1 Peter chapter 2, you know, it says, be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing something wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they'll give honor to God. Right. One of the ways you can honor God is by your behavior causing people to honor him. Right. Daniel's behavior, the behavior of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, it caused people that were unbelievers to honor God, right? Like after Daniel and after the three friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, decided not to bow down to that graven image and they were thrown into the fire when they were exemplary, the Bible says that the king said no one should see anything evil or speak against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? Because people accused them of doing wrong. Obviously, they were not in the wrong. The world will accuse you of doing wrong if you're not following its dictates, its sinful dictates, right? But the thing is, they were accused, but their lifestyle was telling a completely different story. I'm telling you this, brethren, don't ignore the importance of a godly lifestyle, right? There's this common statement that many people use that actions speak louder than words. Your godly actions can save an unbelieving person. Christ can use your godly actions as a testimony, as a seed, to save an unbelieving person. So it's very important as a child of God, right? Be exemplary, be a light everywhere you go. And the thing is, the people that are exemplary are the people that are going to be vaunted to the top. Look at all these examples I gave: Joseph, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nehemiah, Daniel. These people, what was a common thing in these people's lives? They were at the top because they had exemplary behavior. People want to put over themselves people they know, or they want to lift up people they know that have exemplary behavior, because they know that those people have leadership in them. They know those people have leadership in them. Now, the next principle I'm going to talk about, and then we'll wrap up for this part. Again, this podcast is going to have other parts. Is that people that are temporary residents, they operate by faith. They operate by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, we see, I think in verse 13, the Bible says all these people died still believing what God had promised them. They didn't receive it, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They saw it all from a distance and they welcomed it, right? So it hadn't come, but they saw it from a distance. That's faith right there. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? So people that are temporary residents, they are forward-looking. They are not backward-looking. They are forward-looking like Paul. They are not backward-looking like Lot's wife. They are not backward-looking like Lot's wife. Because think about it. This world, especially if you live in an advanced society, life is pretty good. Life is pretty good, right? You know, you're in a place where there's electricity 24/7. There's running water. Food is relatively cheap. You have a government that for the most part works. You have the rule of law. You know, you work hard and you can make headway. Those things are mighty blessings, right? Those things, and you know, let's say you have a decent standard of living, those things can make a person not look beyond the present. It may make a person start thinking that, wow, okay, this is pretty good. What more do I want out of life? And then those distractions, because I'm telling you this, some of these wonderful things in the world for some people can become distractions, These things can become distractions, and you're like, oh, this is nice, this is cool. What's the point of struggling with the world? No, this world, whatever is in this world, is not as good as the better things that God has in store for you, right? The Bible says, eyes have not seen. Therefore, it is said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man what the Lord has in store for them that love him. So the thing is, you've not perceived with any of your major senses, your eyes, your hearing, your mind, the things that God has in store for them that love him. Heaven is, I'm telling you, if you read the, I think either the final chapter or the second to the last chapter of the book of Revelation, where it describes what heaven looks like, you'll be quite surprised. And trust me, like that's, I have a feeling that's almost like an understatement of what it actually looks like, right? Or fellowship with God in eternity forever. So the thing is, don't get too cozy with this earth. Because here's the thing. All these things in this earth, you can take it anywhere with you. Whether you like it or not, you know, except the rapture happens. Whether you like it or not, you're going to die someday, right? And when you die, you ain't taking any of these things with you. So why don't you live by faith? Why don't you live in a way that you're like, you know what? I am. Because remember, there's an afterword. That's one thing many people lose sight of. There's an afterword. Why don't you live in a way now so that your afterword will be better, right? Because even this world that you're seeing, like I remember the apostles, they were pointing out, if you look at the book of Matthew, I think chapter 13, either Matthew 13 or Matthew 7, or maybe Matthew 24. Let me actually check on this, because this is kind of an important point to get across. Okay, it's Matthew 24. So if you look at verses 1 and 2, right? You know, as Jesus was leaving the temple grounds, his disciples pointed out to him the various temple buildings, right? They're beautiful buildings. It's the temple. But he responded, do you see all these buildings? I tell you the truth. They will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another. What was Jesus Christ saying there? Pretty much what Jesus Christ was saying there is that, guys, stop getting too attached to these things, right? Yeah, these things look good, but no. There's a lot better than this in eternity, in heaven, right? Because honestly, this world, all the things we have here in this world, they're all ultimately going to be destroyed at the end of the age, whether you like it or not. The Bible talks about in the little book of Revelation, again, I'm really trusting God that we'll have time to really delve deep into the end times down the line in the future. But it says that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, right? So everything is going to be destroyed, right? If you read the later part of, I think, Hebrews chapter 12, it'll tell you some more things about that, oh, wait, this earth, a lot of what you see in this earth is meant for the fire, right? So don't be forward-looking. Don't just look at a good life on this earth, because many people that don't live by faith, they live for the good life on this earth. They're like, you know what? I'm going to jostle to get the best life possible. But they don't jostle to get the best life possible in eternity, right? That's misguided. Don't be like Lot's wife. Don't be looking back at the beauty of Sodom and Gomorrah. The earth we live in, believe it or not, is like a Sodom and Gomorrah What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? It was destroyed, right? So don't have that very temporal perspective. Have more of an eternal perspective. Operate by faith. Operate by faith. So even if right now it may look like, wow, this earth is far better than eternity, it's not. Operate by faith that, see, you know what? The eternity, my future ahead of me in Christ, is far better than the presence that I live in, right? Let that drive your behavior. Let that drive the way you live. So I think we're going to go ahead and stop here. Again, the first step you need to take to even have that future, to be a person that lives by faith, is to have faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He loved you. He loved you. He gave himself for you. He died for you on the cross to save you from sin. There is literally no way to eternity in heaven with God forever if you don't go through the pathway of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, right? Jesus Christ makes a difference in people's lives. Jesus Christ saved my soul, right? Without Jesus in my life, I don't know where I would be right now. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to do so today. I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Please save me. I confess all my sins before you. I forsake all my sins. I invite you to come into my life. Come and be my Savior. Come and be my Lord. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Cleanse me of all my sins. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to honor you all the days of my life. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Lord, I pray for all those that have just given their lives to you. Please, Lord, strengthen them. Help them. Give them the grace to take those next steps of faith so they can keep growing in Christ and so that Christ will be formed in them. And Lord, another prayer I pray for myself and everyone listening to this podcast. Please give us the grace to be exemplary, to be a light, to ring your name everywhere we go. A godly lifestyle is a very powerful testimony. Help us to ring your name everywhere we go. And help us to operate by faith. Help us to operate by faith. Help us to not just look at our temporary present circumstances and think of them as permanent. No, help us not to be like that. But help us to look at the hereafter in heaven with Christ forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our temporary residents, they know that, oh, where they're living right now is not their permanent home. So help us to live in this world like it's not our permanent home, because it is not. Help us to be acting more in line with that heavenly home that we're looking forward to. Help us to see it through the eyes of faith. Yes, we may not be in it right now, but to see it and to tailor our lives accordingly in the present so we can lay hold of that future. Help us to make our calling and election in Christ sure, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We give you all the glory and praise, for in Jesus' mighty name, amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are a few things you need to do. Number one, you need to listen to episodes 96 to 101. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It is titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand. Again, for many people, the New Living Translation is pretty easily understandable. Read it every day. Think about, meditate on what you've read. Write down action steps for your life. As you do those things, you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then, number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, but they don't preach things that are consistent with the word of God. They try to adjust to the world that is around them. That's not a place you want to be, right? So when you go to a church, check scripture. This thing I just heard today, does it tally up with what's in the Bible? If it is, probably a place you should stay in. But if it's not, you should walk away, right? So that you don't muddy up your mind. So thank you for listening to me. I will see you in episode 231. We're going to continue the series on temporary residents. And I pray that the Lord blesses you as you listen to his word in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'll see you next time. God bless you. Shalom.